The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamid Daf Chov Vov Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, which is still the first Mishnah of the Masechta, says that the first thing that they did in the day was whoever was Toivol. So the Memuna would come and say, Misha Tavol, you know, at the end of the Mishnah, Misha Taval, the Memuna would come and he'd say, Misha Taval, Yaveh V'Yofis, whoever was Tavol should come and join in the raffle to see who will be able to do Trumas Hadashen. Hefisu, they made that Goyro, Misha Zocha, Zocha Boy. And whoever won the raffle, won the raffle. The Mefarish, on the side of the Mishnah, on the side of the Homa Sechta Tamid, the one that it gives explanation, I'm not sure who it is, he says that this Goyrol, this Pios, this raffle, was done in the Beis HaMoikot. The Beis HaMoikot was a special room in the Beis HaMikdosh. It was half of it was part of the Azorah, had the Kiddush of the Azorah. The other half of it, the night of the Kiddush of the Hazara, and the Mefarish explains why is it that they did it over here in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they didn't do it in the Lishkas HaGozis, another room that was in the Beis HaMikdosh. There was also half Kaddish and half Choyol, half Kiddushas Hazara and half non-Kiddushas Hazara. So the Mefarish says the reason why the other payasos, the other raffles were done in the Lishkas HaGozis because they were doing other avoides and they were close to that, geographically close to that Lishka, to that room. But here, since they never yet went into the Azara and they were close to the Beis HaMoikad, so therefore they made the payas, they made this first raffle in the Beis HaMoikad. Other Rishonim disagree with the Mefarish. The Rambam and the Ravid, they learn that the first Goyrol, this first Pious, was also done in the Lishkas HaGozis, just like all the other Piyoses were. Be that as it may, the Mefarish continues on that why was it that the payos had to be in a type of place that's half Kaddish, half Choyl, half of it has the Kiddush of the Azara, half doesn't, and in a room that's not part of the main part of the Azara? And he answers, because in the Azara, it's not proper for them to stand in the Azara without a hat. Gemara Numa says that when they would make this raffle, the one making the raffle would tell one of the Kehanim that was participating in the raffle to take his hat off, his mitznefes off. And with that they would take his hat off, everybody would know that he was the number one, he was the first one of where the raffle started. The way they made the raffle, the Memuna, the one making it, would pick a number, pick some high number, like 200 or 250, 220, whatever it was, and however many Kehanim joined would put out one finger or two fingers, and they would count the fingers and go around with that number. Let's say if there were 23 Kehanim that participated, they would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, keep going around, counting, 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 until they would get to the last number, the person who that was the last number was it. That was the one that was Zaycha that won the raffle. So, in order that they should know where they started, they would have one of them take their hat off. So, the Mefarish says that they would not do the pious. This raffle was not done in the Azara because it's improper to be in the Azara, to stand in the Azara without a hat. The Now that would be in the main part of the Azara. Nevertheless, they had to be in a place that had the Kedusha of the Azara. The people that joined had to be in a place that was part had the Kedusha of the Azara. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that all the raffles have to be in a Makom Kaddish, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Beveis Adi Kim Nehalich Beyogesh. So it was necessary to have the pious in a Makom that had the Kedusha of the Azara, but we still did not want to do it in the Azara itself, because it would be improper that one of the Kehanim should be standing in the Azara without a cover. We also had to be in a place that was right next to a Makom Choil, a place that did not have the Kedusha of the Azara, because the one that did it, that was performing this Goyal, performing this raffle, would be sitting, and nobody's allowed to sit in the Azara except for a king that's from part of the kingdom of Beis David. And so therefore, the Memuna, the one making the raffle, would be sitting right outside the Azara in a place that was not Kodesh B'Kedushas Azara, and all the participants would be standing next to him, near him, and in a place that was Kodesh B'Kedushas Azara. So like we said, it couldn't be in the Azara itself, according to the first answer of the Mefarish, because it's improper to stand in the Azara without a hat. The second teretz of the Mefarish is that when they're standing next to the person making the raffle, so in essence he's sitting outside the Azara and they're standing inside the Azara. If it would be in the Azara itself, it would come out that their backs would be facing the Heichal. It's improper that the back, a Kohen should stand with his back facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, it was done in an outside room in where there's a wall blocking between them and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That is the second teretz of the Mefarish. In truth, this question and answer of the Mefarish is not only a Mefarish, but it's also a Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chof Hei. Tosfos in Yuma has the same discussion, the same question, why they didn't do the pious in the Azor itself. And he gives the same two answers, that either because it's improper for one of the Kehanim to stand in the Azara without a hat, or because it's improper for the Kehanim to stand with their back facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Magen Avraham learns from the first Teretz of Tosfos a halacha that's a practical halacha. So, Magen Avraham, why is Tosfos and the Mefarish saying that it's improper to stand in the Azara without a hat? Don't we know there's an obligation to wear a yarmulke? Forget about the fact that it's the Azara. It's mashma from Tosfos, from this first answer of Tosfos, says the Magen Avraham, that it's only improper to stand in the Azara without a hat, but anywhere else besides for the Azara, for example at home, or even in shul, one could stand without wearing a yarmulke. I mean, no, you're not allowed to go without a yarmulke. So that's an issur, you're not allowed to walk without a yarmulke, but just to stand still, that would not be an issur to go without a yarmulke. So says the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham is even saying, even in shul, it's only the Azara it's a problem. So the Sefer Chelkei Shel Yedid, he says, I can understand your raya. I can understand that you see from the Mefarish and Tosfos that anywhere else, like at home, there's no problem of standing without, if a person is not walking, there's no problem of standing without a yarmulke. But perhaps, says the Chelkei Shel Yedid, that's only in at home that it would be okay to stand without a yarmulke if one's not walking. But in a shul, that a shul is a heilige place, perhaps that fits into the category like an azara. And you can't prove from Tosfos, says the Chelkei Shel Yedid, that it's permitted to to stand without wearing a yarmulke in shul. So that's one point of what one of the achronim say about this Magen Avraham. The Bechor Shor comes and says that even though the Magen Avraham has a raya from a Tosfos in one Teretz, but he says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perakei Halacha Vav is mashma that not only walking is a problem of without a yarmulke, but standing and sitting is also a problem without a yarmulke and anywhere. Because the Rambam says, Lo yizgalu yoshan, people should not have that their head is uncovered. And he says, there's many other poskim kadmonim that say such a lashon, and therefore from all of them it's mavur, that it's asur, even other places, to be without a yarmulke, even though it's not the azara, and even though it's not a shul, it's also to be without a yarmulke. So he says it must be that the Rambam and these other poskim, they follow the second teretz of Tosfos and the Mefarish. They follow the other answer. The reason why they didn't make the goyro in the main part of the azara is because it would be improper for the kohanim to stand with their back facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, everyone knows that an Orthodox Yid has to go with a yarmulke. But, and it's one of the more very important things, and it's the symbol of being a Orthodox Jew. The symbol, the first symbol you can see is that they're wearing a yarmulke. The way we identify ourselves as being from is wearing a yarmulke, and it was always something that was especially dear to us as from a Yidden, that we wear a yarmulke. It goes without saying how important it is. And pretty much the only question that poskim discuss regarding this halach of wearing a yarmulke, as far as whether one could go without a yarmulke, is only when it comes to a great loss of money. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe in a couple places. One of them is in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Simen Beis. He was asked about someone who had to take a job. The only way he would get this job is if he would work in an office without a yarmulke. And then Moshe goes on to explain that b'makom with great hafsid, then it would be permitted to go without a yarmulke. To explain the reasoning of Reb Moshe, I think I would like to mention a little background to this halacha of wearing a yarmulke. The Shulchan Aruch in Rechaim Yisrael Beis Yivov says this halacha, a person is not allowed to go without a yarmulke for Amis. However, there's great machloikis as to whether this is a Isser or a Midas Chasidus. Going down to the source of that a person cannot go without a yarmulke, is that an Iker Din, that a person should not go without a yarmulke, or is it only based on Midas Chasidus, based on a concept of going Lifnei Meshuras Hadin? The Kalboy, in the name of the Maram, and the Tashbat Koton, the Dache Moshe, the Biagro, they all say that the Isser is mainly Amidas Chasidus. The source, the Isser stems from Amidas Chasidus. However, the Zoyar is mashma that it's a real Isser Medina to go without a yarmulke. And the Beis Yosef holds like that, and the Maritat holds like that, and according to them, it's a real Isser, it's like an Isser de Rabbonon, to go without a yarmulke. There's an opinion of the Taz. The Taz, in one place, writes that there's an Isser of going, a real Isser Medino, of going without a yarmulke, because of B'chukoseim Leis Eleichu, not following in the ways of the Goyim, since Goyim go without a yarmulke. So if a Yid follows in that path, he's violating this Isser of following the ways, the laws of the Goyim. So Moshe Feinstein brings down this Taz, and he says that the Isser of the Taz, of following the laws of Goyim, is only if it's a Goyim do it because it's a law. But he says that the Taz would not apply nowadays. Nowadays, that the Goyim that go without a yarmulke, they're not doing that because it's a law, says Reb Moshe. They're just going without a yarmulke because it's easier. They just don't have any reason to positively wear a yarmulke. And therefore, says Reb Moshe, that the Taz himself would agree that today there's no Isser of the Chukusayim Leiselech. That's as far as the Taz. Says Reb Moshe, as far as the machloikis of whether the Isser of going without a yarmulke is it Ikar Adin or is it Midas Chasidus, is it based on main halacha or is it based on Midas Chasidus? He says the main halacha is that it's only a Midas Chasidus. However, he says it's a type of Midas Chasidus that everybody is obligated to follow. But, says Reb Moshe, when it comes in question to a great loss of money, so then a person is not mechuyev to do it. Hefse godoil, a person is not mechuyev to do. And in such an instance, a person can be mekel to go without a yarmulke. So it goes without saying that before a person follows this psak of Reb Moshe, they must discuss it with a competent halachic authority. But conceptually, the idea of wearing a yarmulke, it stems me'ikar adin from Midas Chasidus, but nevertheless it's adapted as a big part of our heritage, and it's a chas v'shalom for anyone to go against it. As far as how big does a yarmulke have to be, so there are many that say that it should cover the majority of the top of a person's head. At the very least, it should be something that's recognizable to everybody that he's wearing a yarmulke. The small yarmulkes that they're in the middle of the head, they're almost not visible to the onlooker. That he's wearing a yarmulke poses a great halachic question and should be avoided. One can discuss with their competent halachic authority what's the proper mehalach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.